Okay, we're continuing the Rambam from Hilchas Psulam Mikdashim Perk Dalet, Halacha Dalet. So we've been discussing this special Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that private Korban Chatos get mixed up, not mixed up, but rather either if it was born a child from a Chatos, or was a Tumura exchanged, or the owner died, or the more common case of dealing with a lot where you lost it. And then the other one was brought instead of it.
Yeah.
So we're continuing with that idea in Halacha Dalet. Hifrish Chatoso, let's say, he designated his Korban Chatos Vavd and lost it. Now it gets very interesting. Hifrish Acheres Tachdel, so he separated for another one. And guess what happened to the other one? Vavd, he lost the other one too. Hifrish Acheres, and now he separated a third one.
No.
And now he's got the third one. But before he did anything with the third one, v'nimtza ha'ovdos. Now he found the two that he lost.
Oh my goodness!
For a shlosh shemones. Now he's got three in front of him.
Whoa!
So now, what would be the best decisions to be making over here? Well, if he doesn't ask any questions, but he just goes ahead and does something, and therefore by default pushing away the others, if you recall. Now let's think for a minute. The first one and the second one, do they have any nexus between each other? Yes, because the second one replaced the first one.
Yeah.
Do the second and third have a nexus between each other?
Yeah, because the third replaced the second.
So, do the first and the third have a connection between each other? None. Well, not anyway, because the second had to do with the first and third, but the first had nothing to do with the third. Third did not replace the first. So therefore, we get the following breakdown.
Okay.
If the niskaper barishon, let's say he goes back to the first one, doesn't ask any questions. I'm going to take the first one, I'm going to shech the first one, sprinkle the blood. So which one has he rejected?
The second.
The second. He can't reject the third because the third had nothing to do with the first. So therefore, shnia mesa, the second one has to be put to death. Oh. But shlishis can be roi, you can pasture it until it gets a blemish and then sell it for a nedova. Then, what if Niskaper B'Shlishis? Well, he takes the third one and atones himself with the third one.
Second.
So, Shnia Meis, the second one's put to death, because that's
one
the one
to
replaced. Rishonara, first one goes to pasture. Only if Niskaper and Sois, if he uses the middle one for Kapara, then Shnia Meisos, then we kill the first and the third.
There's no issue with them getting mixed up, right? Like, you can tell
which one. You could tell. Listen, just like you can tell between your three children.
It's a greater difference.
So any person who's familiar with cows can tell all the cows apart.
So they're usually, yeah.
You can all there, and no two cows are created equal. You just to you, you don't care. Your cow's a cow.
Sure.
But if you're a coin, you're looking at cows. You can see every cow's different.
Look,
every cow,
Sam can tell.
Every
Sam
cow has
a can tell the difference.
Every cow has a different Gilgul in it.
It's like Bessie.
Okay. Let's move on to halacha.
So when we say let them die, are they putting them in a box?
We already described yesterday.
Sorry. Okay, yes.
We starve them to death.
Yes, that's right.
You put them in a separate room, and they just starve to death.
It's not pleasant.
Galocha, hey. Now, here is an interesting one now. What if the guy starts off the game, hamafrish shtei chatos lachroyes? He separates two korbanos to begin with and says, just in case something happens to one.
He knows himself.
I have the other one. So therefore, he never intended. Now, here's the point. As opposed to when you had one and you lost one, and you picked a second one, now you don't intend to use the first one anyway. And now when you bring the second one, you have shown that you didn't want the first one. The first one comes back, it's too late. But here, when you separate two to begin with, you never intend on having one instead of the other.
Right.
You never intend to bring more than one to begin with. So you're never really pushing anything away. Even if you're going to pick one, you always said, I'm only picking one of the two. So when you pick one, it's not pushing out the other one. So therefore, miskaper bezir, so he can use either one he wants for his korban chatos kapara. Vashni, and the second one, he did sanctify, but that's all he did. He didn't push it away. So tirat shibul b'mom, he could let it graze until it develops a blemish. V'yiplun v'vel and he could use that money for a nedava. All right, next. What about Hifrish Chatos? Now, before we had a case, the original case yesterday was you had an animal for Korban Chatos. And then after you made it a Korban Chatos, then it got pregnant, and then it had a kid. Then we said there's a problem with the vlad. But here it was different. Hifrish Chatos Mu'uberes. When you separate, it was already pregnant. The Yolda, and it gave birth. Well, then that's no different than the case we had before. It's like two animals that you took to be responsible, and you're going to take one out of the two. So that's the same halacha as that, because since it was pregnant, so when I pick one that's pregnant, it's no different than picking two separate ones. And therefore, the same halacha will apply.
Why isn't one pregnant considered one animal?
It's not, because you know it's got a baby inside and can give birth to a baby.
But
so
you have to wait.
So it's not there to wait. Not there to wait. In the case before, yesterday, when it was not pregnant,
right,
they only intended on that being hektish. Now a second one's like a brand new animal comes into the game over here.
Yeah.
All right, Zion.
Nola.
Now there's another psul. Remember, kormachatas has to be over with an animal that is up to 1 year old.
Yeah.
So what if hamafrish chatos, so you separate kormachatas, the over shasa, and then before you brought it, it's now over a year. So this is not one of the four unique cases of lachlan moshe misina that you kill them. It's tira achitipo bomum, let it graze until it gets a blemish. Vitimongar and sell it. Vyavi bidomechers, use the money to bring another korban chatas. And similarly, vecheni hifrish chatoso, what if he separate korban chatas, vinov bomum, and now it gets a blemish? Same thing, you don't have to kill it. Yavi bidomechers, you sell it and use the money to buy another one. This is not a case of being pushed off. It just developed a blemish.
So if it already has a blemish, you don't have to wait any longer. You just sell it.
That's right. You sell it right away. Ches, yes?
If it takes a while to get a blemish, you haven't got rid of your chet. You're sort of waiting in this limbo.
Yes.
Wait, can't you take another animal separated?
Listen, remember, a lot of times, he's living in Tzvas. He's makdish the animal. Now he's traveling a month till he gets Yerushalayim, so a lot can happen on the way.
Yeah, or he may be
going
to Pesach.
You can't get instant kapur for your averos. You know, there's you know, there's what he called bureaucratic red tape sometimes, right? And sometimes the red tape is just till you can get your shalim. You know, yeah. You think everything's instant. You just send an Instagram, "I want kapara, please." Say yes, and everything's fine. You know, it takes time till you bring the korban. You think a Jew had to bring korban chatas? You think he went? If he lived far away, just went to your shalim
no,
for a nice camping
trip.
No,
three times a year.
You know, you had to wait. Sometimes 4 months.
Yeah.
Time your sins closer to the holidays.
I don't think you should time.
Okay. Halacha Ches is a bit of a summary of what we've done so far. Kol chata she'avda, any korban chatas that get lost. V'nimtzas korban gevurah, if you find it before you use the replacement and got the kapara, you could skip the bracket.
It says you
okay,
skip,
skip it, because it's not important. Oh. I mean, whatever it's not going to say. So skip a line and a half. In a mace, it doesn't have to go to death. Elatira, it grazes at shetipul b'mum till it gets a blemish. And then you take that money and bring a korban nedava with it. And though you'll have to bring another korban chatas. You can't use that. You can't use it for that. You got to use it for nedava, and then you have still an obligation to bring for korban chatas. Nim says, "Acher, but if you find it after the kapara, so now it's got pushed off." Even though you find that it had a mum or it was more than a year. So maybe these would be reasons not to kill it, but you're not exactly sure when that happens. Could be it happened after you brought the korban.
Right.
So hel v'haisa avuda b'shasko, or since it gets as it was lost at the time of the korban, that's halacha we go with. Hareisa Thomas, you put it to death. Next couple of halachas, there's going to be exceptions to this halacha l'mosh misinai. When it says lost is lost and not anything else. And lost is really lost. So halacha tes, yud, and yud aleph, and yud beis, and yud gimel are all going to be just cases, and even yud dalet, are just situations where that's not going to exactly be the classic case of being lost. Tes.
Yes.
What if somebody stole your korban chatas?
That's not nice.
Either furtively, or gzula, or armed robbery. Bishas kapara. And then you brought another one and you had a kapara for it. Then you caught the ganav and you bring it back. Normally we'd say we kill the animal.
Not this time.
But this is not considered lost.
Right.
Ain't amazing. We don't kill Elotira. Let it graze. Why? Because Loshama Mimosha Rabbeinu Elotira. The only halacha Lamosha we said we heard was
lost.
Not stolen. Now, what if.
I know it's the, we're not talking about that.
It's halacha Lamosha we said.
No,
you can't ask
part.
Questions.
No. The thief, what's he on the hook for?
He's on the
you're
hook
it back.
To return the animal.
But you've already had to buy another animal. I
Doesn't he have to pay kefil to begin with?
Well, I don't know.
Well, he does. You have to pay kefil. Unless he comes and admits it.
He's
so if he paid kefil, he's paid
the
double.
Could be the guy who loses a little bit. He may lose out on that. That's a grama. It's a grama. What if the guy stole it from him at night, which is not Zman Korban?
No, it's not.
Even though it's lost, and he took a second korban and he got kapara while it was still in the stolen state. So what do we say? Ain't a mesa. Even though it got lost, not stolen, lost. But ain't a mesa doesn't die. It's just shepherds and grazes till it gets a mum. Why? Because when it was lost, it was not a Zman of Hakrovas Korban.
Even if it remains lost in the day?
Doesn't matter. We go by the beginning. The time it was lost, it could not have been a Korban. You don't bring Korbanus at night, therefore the law doesn't apply here. Now, it's got to be lost from everybody, but not from part of the people. Let's say, of them, unless it got lost from him, but lo minera, but not from his shepherd. I don't know where it is. I can't find it over there. And I guess the shepherd was very far away. He didn't ask the shepherd, but the shepherd had it the whole time. Then they brought another korban instead. Now they find this one. Or Shalom in a row. Let's say it got lost from the shepherd. But not lost from the owner. Ain't a mace, it doesn't die. El Arroya just gets a mum because it wasn't lost from everyone that has responsibility from it. Now Yudav is a pretty straightforward halacha. For Kol Elish Sharos and all these that we say they graze. Rose, how long do they graze? Until they develop a blemish, and then that money goes for korban nedava. Good days. Let's say it was lost from him and from the shepherd, but some other human being recognizes it. Didn't tell us.
Like it's Moishi's, like it's Moishi's cow.
See, somebody found it, and it's very far away. Didn't get around to bringing it back yet. And the guy was very quick to bring another korban.
That's right.
The guy was on the other end of the world and saw the animals.
How did
they
get there?
Hareza a suffix. That's a suffix. More to shy than on the answer because it was lost from the owner, but not lost from the world. So is that because it's lost or not? Or machmer lefigach tamul sefer.
How are you supposed to find out this?
We kill the animal.
Yeah, you have to kill it because you can't find it.
Well, therefore, don't bring another animal so quickly. Wait a little bit. Do a little research. Yud Gimel. Here's a really interesting one. Hoysa nechbes achreidas. It was lost. Was behind the door.
Behind the door?
Behind the door. Behind the barn door. The guy's looking, and it was there the whole time, but he was a really bad looker. Or under the steps.
Under the steps?
Yep. And in other words, it was maybe 5 feet away from the guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, everybody falls. Too bad. And nobody knew where it was. Nobody. But it really wasn't lost. It's still considered lost. Why? Because nobody saw it at the time we brought the second animal. But what if it was, unless it was in the fields or in the swamp?
Shvam.
Where it was far away, but it was such a shining where they don't know what to treat it and what status. It's a suffix that got lost. Could be somebody saw it, and then it wasn't lost. Lefigach tamus misafek, it dies out of safek.
Oh boy!
Now comes an interesting halacha. Let's say you live in Tzfas, and we got to be very careful over here. Not with every korban chatas, only a few korban chatas. You send a shliach to take your korban Yerushalayim.
Right
now. And he wants to bring this chatas for his friend. Mm. Now, it can't be every chatas, because we'll see in a minute, only very particular chatas, okay? But now, here's the problem. If the owner of a korban chatas dies, you can't bring that korban chatas anymore. Now, if he lives in Tzfas and sent with the messenger, and it's already 3 weeks later, I know the owner didn't die. So question one, can the messenger still bring the korban chatas? How do we know? And then now I got to remember. But on the other hand, doesn't the owner have to do smicha on a korban chatas?
Yeah, you have to put your hand to a chatas.
So there's two exceptions to that rule. So with all this together, we'll get the full understanding of halacha yudalit.
Here it comes.
The guy sends his korban chatas across the ocean. Makriven also b'cheskushkayim. He can bring the messenger can bring the korban because there's a chazak of the guy's alive, so we're not worried about it. But that is. But there's another problem. Since when can you use a messenger, you have the owner has to do smicha, and you can't have a shliach to do smicha for you. Right. So b'medrin, when do we say that this chazak is good enough and the messenger can bring it? B'chatas ha'of, the birdie chatas, because there's no smicha on a birdie chatas. Or the animal one from a woman who's a sin, and a woman never can't does smicha on an animal. As we already explained in Hilchos Masa Korbanot. Now, even though it says in the middle of Yudalid, put this as a complete stop.
Where? Where's this?
Right there. I'm just telling you. Put it as a complete stop, even though you're in the middle of the halacha, because the commentary says the next word has nothing to do with sending a chatas to the Bnei Sayyam. This is now going back to the major idea of chatas, but not chatas. We're now shifting right into Asham. Okay? Now, even though chatas and Asham are similar to the degree that they come for a sin, but they're totally different to these special halachas of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Avobot! Now that we finished the Korban chatas, Avol, but an Asham Vadai. Now, there's going to be two types of Ashamas. We're talking about an Asham Vadai now. The guy certainly sinned, or let's say a Nazir, or a Mitzorah that gets healed, right? And there's certain specific Averis that you bring a Korban Asham for. Okay, now what if this gets lost, and then we... not that case. Shemesuvav, that the owner dies... Vishikibru be'alav, and the owner had kapara. I think he died, and they brought it in, and then they brought it afterwards. No.
Yeah.
How does your English explain that, Sam?
Just says if its owner died or received atonement, but I can't see the footnote.
It's at the bottom. You scroll to the bottom, Sam.
Click on the number.
Scroll. No. Scroll.
There it is.
What
number is it?
41. Through the sacrifice of another animal.
Or maybe it was...
You got atonement from another animal.
Maybe it was lost, and you got another animal instead. Maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
So these will be cases...
Yira,
he grazes at Shibul of Mum until he gets a mum, v'yimocher, and you sell it, v'yibul of Mum, use him for the dava. Here's the pachat. Shekol shebachatas Thomas. Wherever you say the rule, the chatas dies, we don't say that by Asham. Ba'asham yira, it just grazes, at Shibul of Mum until he gets a blemish, v'yibul of Mum, the money goes for the dava. So that's what we're saying. We're saying the Asham Vadai is not like the Chatas. Wherever we say by the Chatas it dies, that's where the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was said. By the Chatas, only in those four situations, an Asham Vadai, which would be a similar situation, is excluded on that. Okay. Now, we go to another point now. Tesvav. Call korban shenitak l'riya, any korban that has now been disattached from being a korban osham, and now it says it has to be shepherd, it has to graze until it gets a blemish. Okay, fine. Now, what if instead of waiting for it to get the blemish and then you redeemed it, and then you're going to take the money and bring a nadava? What if in Hikriva Ola you went direct and just took it and used it as an Ola now?
Oh, no.
Okay. Now he says, I'd like it to be an Ola. Kosher. It's okay. If you did that after the fact.
That's not a B'dievet situation.
And you had a befeir say you want it to be for an Ola. Right? And now, so now we go back to the original question, but why don't we initially... Why do we have to initially wait for it to get a blemish? Let's just use it right then for an ola. Yes. So we said the rabbinic reason. Remember, he said this before with the chatas. Why do we have to redeem it and then use the money for an ola? Why don't you just turn it around as an ola? The answer is Gzer is the decree. La'achar kapara mishum lifnei kapara. Remember, we said really shouldn't bring it after the atonement on the other animal, and you might bring it too early. right? If it's brought after the kapara, that's one thing. But if it comes before the kapara, you're not supposed to bring it at all. So we're afraid he might bring it before the kapara. Therefore, we say just get it switched for another animal, and then we're not going to have any problems. Okay, moving on. Now, here's some interesting case where the person did it totally incorrectly. Tesayin. Hifrish nikeva la'ashamo. One guy takes a female animal and says, this is going to be my korban asham. Now, the problem is an asham can only be a male. So now, on the one hand, he sanctified it, but it's an incorrect sanctification. So it's interesting. It has a little bit of kedusha. It has kedusha. It has kedusha's asham, but you can't bring it.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Tira, you let it graze, atshipo b'mum, till it gets a blemish, v'timachar, sell it, v'yavid, v'yavid, asham, and you sell the money, and now you bring another asham in its place.
Buy a male.
Yeah, just buy a male. That's it. Because it does have the kedushas asham. It has it. Even though you made a mistake, it has the kedushas asham. Can't just use, you can't use it for an asham. It has kedushas asham, but you can't bring it. So then just redeem it. And that same money can be used for a korban asham by buying a male.
Mm.
Okay? Now, what if imhi krivu ashamo? What if he, I guess, took another one, right, to bring as an asham? Because you can't bring this one as an asham, right? Right? Is that how he explains it? Imhi krivu asham? I mean, yeah, I guess he took another animal and brought the asham. Now, this one's sitting around. Yiplu damel, the money now falls, l'nedava. It becomes an adava, and v'chein v'lada. The same halacha would be if it had a child. Okay, let's say the female. Remember, it's a female, right? But what happens if it has a child? As a child, has the same halacha. If it had a child afterwards, you could redeem it and bring a korban asham for it. Or if you brought the child before, they brought another korban said the child, and you can just give it as an adult. It has the same halacha for that.
If she has a male child, you can't use the male offspring.
Well, it's not to begin with.
Well, you because
you didn't designate the male offspring. You designated that animal.
Yeah.
Because you knew it was two different animals before.
Yeah.
The kid cannot be brought as an asham. Kid cannot be brought as an asham. It's coming from the kedusha of the mother.
Yeah.
Since the mother can't be brought, so whatever comes out of the mother cannot be brought. So it's the same thing as being a female. That's the point. If it gives birth to a child, it's just like there's a female there, has the same halach as the female. Okay, now we're going to have a reverse thing that you're not supposed to do. Yud Zion, Hifrish Nikeva Lolasa. What if a guy separates a female animal for a korban oila, which you cannot do?
And the yolda zachar.
The yolda zachar, it gives birth to a male. Okay, which you could technically use, but the problem is, again, since the mother's not fit to be brought as an oila, even though the kid is a boy, can't work at all.
Yeah.
So therefore, year you let it graze, a cheatable month gets a blemish, and with its money you bring a korban.
So this is the both, the mother and the child we let graze?
Yeah, both? Same thing. Remember he said, the mother and the child have the same halacha.
Got it.
Okay, let's try one more, and then we'll stop because
is
the next...
old enough to graze?
Okay, Yurches. Avohedjo, what about a regular person, not a nasi, not a kohen gadol, shehifrish zochor lechatas? He separates a zohar for a korban chatos.
Okay, so that's okay.
Okay, which can be either one, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
V'nosi shehifris seira lechatos.
A goat.
And now the nosi, he separates a female goat for a chatos, and he's supposed to bring a male.
Yeah.
V'koin Mashiach shehifris par lechatos. Koin Mashiach brings a bull for a chatas, a female rather, a cow, and he's supposed to bring a bull.
Yeah.
So, really, they're all messed up. They all messed up. Let me go back. When a hedgehog who brings a chatas is supposed to be female, so he brought a male. So the first case is wrong, second case is wrong, third case is wrong. And all these cases, haray elu miskachim, these ain miskachim, have no kedusha at all. Because you've totally... Remember, the laws before were the nashim.
Right.
Now we're jumping to chatas. So this leniency by Asham does not apply to a chatas. Just like we have by the chatas, Allah Moshe Mishinai in one aspect doesn't apply to the Asham as well. Right. Same thing over here. We're much stricter by a chatas when you pick the wrong gender. It doesn't have nothing.
Nothing happens.
Lo kedusha sadu, no physical or even monetary kedusha. Lafika, therefore, you do whatever you want. It's like totally not holy. Yamachru velo shelo b'mum. You just sell it, period. Doesn't have to wait for a blemish at all. And now we have...